Hare Krishna, we are grateful to all of you giving chance to discuss about our book distribution, Marathon. So I am from Mayapur. We are going to start our marathon from 1st December to 15th January. Almost we are going to 2 months, 4th January we will do marathon. So that Manor Temple already started marathon, right? Jai. You people are so advanced. Because Prabhupada stayed many times here. He invests energy and blessings, invest here. So many days, many years he spent here and discourse about Bhagavad Gita. So I am reading from Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, text 68 and 69, both, maybe up to 70. You see the repeat after me. Jaidam paramam goyam madhaktesu avidhasati bhaktim mayim param krityam. Mabe vaishyati samsayam. Translation. For one who explains the supreme secret of the devotees, pure devotional service is granted, and at the end, he will come back to me. Actually, after spoken this Bhagavad Gita, Lord concluded 18th chapter. After that, he glorifying Bhagavad Gita. If one's regularly read how to get the benefit, if regularly hearing or preaching, three things he emphasizes. So first of all, 68 and 69, Lord pushing to distribute and preach Bhagavad Gita. 68 and 69. 68, you can get two things. If you preach Bhagavad Gita, then you can attain the love of Godhead, and end of your life, you go back to home, back to Godhead. Two things. Third things, in 69.
Is here?
You just see in the 69 verse, Lord is indicating the 68, what do we get in benefit? If you preach Bhagavad Gita, then you can attain the love of Godhead, Krishna Prema. You can receive Krishna Prema. And end your life, you can reach Lord's lotus feet, Lord's abode. The two things in 68 verse, you can achieve by the chanting holy name regularly. By the Harinam, you can also achieve two things. Get Krishna Prema, and end of your life, you can reach Golok Dham. But 69 verses, Lord is giving important things, very, very important. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. You can become Lord's very dear. If you chant Harinam nicely and very deep devotionally, you can reach Lord's abode and get Krishna Prem, but not dear. If you preach, then you become a very dear to me. And other two slopes, 70 and 71, Lord is saying that if those who are regularly reading Bhagavad Gita, what they get benefit? Adhesateja imam dharmyam संवादम आवयो ज्ञान जज्ञान तेनाहम इष्ट सामति मे मति. एंड आई डिक्लेयर दैट he who studies this secret conversation of ours worship me by his intelligence. If you study Bhagavad Gita every day, what is the difference between study and reading? Study and reading. Lord is saying that studies. What is that? Study means you have to think about then and scrutinizingly. And want to understand, study. Then you can get same benefit, whatever you are worshipping me. Same result you can get it. But if you hear, 71, Saddhavan anasuyascha srinuvadopi jo nara sobi mukta suvan lokan prapnuvat punna karmanam. And one who listeners listen with faith and without envy, become free from simple reaction and attend to the auspicious planet where the pious dwell. If you read or study every day, then you will get result as you worshipping deities. But if you hear, you get benefit, less benefit, you will go to heavenly lok, sarga loka. But if you preach Bhagavad Gita, then you will reach Lord's abode and get premas and become what that? Dear to me. So what do we want? What do we want? Dear to me. Okay. Why Lord saying like that? What is the Lord's position? What is our position? Krishna will explain whole Bhagavad Gita. Lord's position is he lost his children like us. And our position is we lost our father. Yes? Is it not? Lord's position is he lost his children. And our position is lost our father. That's why Lord gave us like a one letter, like envelope letter, pushing, please read this letter. What is your identity? What is your original or this address? Why are you from? Then you can read out, then go back to your destination. And we are devotees. Our position is, yes, of course, we lost our father, but by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we are getting touch with Lord and we are getting connect with Lord. But our position is as a devotees of Lord, we are the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, our position is that our identity is the post peon of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the post peon duty? You just take this letter and hand over this people. Go house to house, people to people, shop to shop, office to office. Just drop this letter. This is the letter from Lord Krishna. This is our duty. No need to explain all the things. Prabhupada said, yes, of course, you can say something, but what happened to your lecture? You just hand over my books. My books can deliver him. Books is so powerful. If somebody touch these books, by touching this, they can purify. This is my own experience. I am joined in ISKCON Mayapur 1991. From since then, I am distributing books only. Only one job I am doing, nothing else. So many experience, so many heart-touching stories is there. Once 1996, Prabhupada centennial, there is the big competition with the whole world, with Mayapur. So, His Holiness Bhaktacharya Swami Maharaj, he is the Prabhupada books translator. He is translated English to Bengali. This is a very sweet word, because Maharaj's background is royal family. And ISKCON says Bhaktacharya Maharaj from royal family, royal language, and royal is behavior, everything is royal. So Bengali, Maharaj Bengal is very sweet. So people is so much attract the Maharaj Bengal language. So we had only Bhagavad Gita and other small book. Then we requested Maharaj, please translate Bhagavatam. Maharaj said, okay, I can translate, but one condition, you have to distribute. Just transcendental competition, you can distribute, I can translate. He translated, started. We have three inner box in Bhagavatam. Six, and six. First six is translated, then we started distribute. Maharaj so happy. Within 1 year, he completed up to 10th first volume, translate complete. So that year, 1996, so much book distribution held in Mayapur. We are in field. Sometimes we just you know that courier car, they are loading whole the car in books. We are loading the books, and all books are downloaded to schools. We focusing all the schools. All the intelligent masters and teachers, we are pushing them Bhagavatam series. They willingly receive. Even if one school, 42 or 50 teachers, among them 30-35 teachers has agreed to take Bhagavatam series. So they are, that year, that merciful year, that Loknath Maharaj said, that 96, we will make a program, huge program, every sides, like stage program and festivities and book distribution, has never been in past and future also. Na bhuta na bhavishyati, he said. So one day, whole day we are wandering, no preaching at all, one single book. Then suddenly in evening, I walked to one cloth shop. Then cloth buyer, he came. He suddenly told me, "Hey, you are from ISKCON?" I said, "Yes." "Do you have Srila Prabhupada Gita?" We are saying Srila Prabhupada. Outside people, what are they saying? Srila Prabhupada. "Do you have Srila Prabhupada Gitas?" Then I said, "Yes, we are selling this book only. Please give me one book, one Bhagavad Gita, because I am wandering last 2 years." Then I asked him, "How you know that Prabhupada Gitas?" He said, "Once I met one your group in other area of Kolkata. So I read one page of Bhagavad Gita, the so sweet language and sweet to understand. But I had no money that time to buy. Then after 2 years, I wandering that books and books. Suddenly, unfortunately, I get it today." That was the marathon time. Then I push, okay. Then he said, how much is this cost? I have 81 rupees only. He gave me 100 rupees. Our ISKCON management, they taught us, if you gave somebody over the money, like 81 rupees the cost, he gave me 100 rupees. You have to beg 19 rupees, no? But you have to think, not giving money back. You just put other books. This is very difficult to give back money, so easier to push books. So then I started preaching. This is marathon going on. So if you buy other books, then Gita will be free. But what books? I have Bhagavatam sets. This is the whole books, Vedic knowledge, encyclopedia, whole knowledge, creation, about the past times, all the avatars, demigods, whatever. You can get all the knowledge from these books. If you buy this Bhagavatam set, no need to other books. Then he said, okay. Then I am saying that you are a teacher. Are you teacher? Then he said, why? How do you know that I am teacher? I said, because of that, the teacher and some other, those who are studying, not student, those who are very eager to study Nobels, all kind of knowledge, they're accumulating. The book Homer, what they call? Scholars, literature, yeah. So I just come to know, because you are eager to read Bhagavad Gita, that's why I know that you are teacher. Am I right? He said, yes. I'm the teacher of primary school. So you can buy this book for you only. You can take his books. Then he said, agreed. Then he said, I can take, but I have no money now. Then I said, okay, you can give me your whole address. Next month you can pay. Whenever you get salary, you can pay it. Well, he said, yeah, I agree, I can take. He bought the two new bags, then put the whole Bhagavatam, two boxes of Bhagavatam, and very happily went back to home. But suddenly his wife started shouting, what you bought this? Then I said, he said, this is religious books, Bhagavatam. So much books. You fellow, do you know, we have no money to buy the children books? They started shouting. No, no, no. Then that man, the teacher, thought what to do. They are not allowed to enter home also. He left books and they went to his colleague house. There is one lady teacher, colleague, and he spent whole night there and discussing with her. The lady said, what happened to you? We left home? Why? They have some quarrel or yes? Not much. I just bought some books from ISKCON. There's a nice book. He started preaching to her. This nice books. So nice books. Language also so nice. You can be understood. This. So I thought that books, my wife did not agree to accept. So I think I can request to you that books I can bring to you. I can keep it here. You and me, both you can study. That ladies is agreed. The next day he went to school, did whole work. After school he came back to home. Then he said, my dear wife, please give back this book. I can return back to that sadhus. Then this wife said, what books? The last, yesterday, I bought this books, bag of books. The lady said, no, that books must be kept in my home. Then one boy, his boy came to run to father. Papa, Papa, please give this book. So nice books, picture is so nice. Whole night, my mom and me, whole books are open and read. Not read, so nice picture, so attractive. Please, please, Papa, give this books. And sometimes you can see this so nice picture and happy. So doctor was surprised. He said, oh, this is nice. So, but I already told him to give back this book. Then lady said, that wife said, somehow or other you can manage, but books not should be removed from my home. So then doctor, that teacher is so happy. Then next day he went to school. Then he narrated the whole story to this lady colleague. Lady said, oh, I also agreed to read these books. So what happened to me? Then teacher said, okay, another copy I can buy for you. So attractive the picture only. So you can see other religious books, like in India, or the Gorakhpur Press, Gita Press. They have also so many books. But our book's picture is so attractive. How is that? How? Why? Because Prabhupada saw personally to Lord many times. Then he guided to that artist how to make this picture. Prabhupada hear Lord's voice many times. Prabhupada tasted Lord's prasad many times. So many instances, so many, you can read the Prabhupada Lilamrit. At least when Prabhupada went to America through Jaladut, Lord came personally to his dream, yes or no? Yes. Lord says, why you so much fearful? Because your name is Abhay Charan. You must be Abhay, Abhay, not fearful. I am with you. I am carrying your boat. You can go with me to US. So that is the Prabhupada mercy, and that is the power of Prabhupada books. When you start preaching, not say so many things. You just give books to his hand. Then you start preaching. As soon as he touch the books, he changes. That is the power of books. There's so many history I can say, but time is limit. Actually, that book distribution started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, you know. There is the history. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, the three came again to start distribution books. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a Srinivas Acharya. Advaita Acharya Prabhu came as a Samananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu came as a Nattam Das Thakur. The three Prabhus, there's a personified of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered all the Goswamis to write a books, establish the temples and teach Sadachar. Three things Mahaprabhu established by the Sada Goswamis. Three things. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came personally to distribute these books. Actually, Srinivas Acharya's father, Chaitanya Das, he had no any sons or any children. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, that Chaitanya Das came to Puri to visit Jagannath Darshan. He met to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you came to Puri, beg children to Jagannath. Jagannath will fulfill you. You have a nice son, his name will be Srinivas Acharya. Then Govinda, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked, so, who is Srinivas? He said, I will come as a Srinivas to establish the books, house to house, every temples, I can establish the books. Then Mahaprabhu said, I will be in Srinivas and Narottam from Nityananda and Samananda from Advaita Acharya. The three Prabhus from, they are the disciple from three gurus came together and went to study Shastras under guidance of Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. After studying all these things, like Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vada, Bhakti Vedanta, all this completed. After that, Jiva Goswami said, you should go and start book distribution to Bengal. Then they started from Vrindavan to Bengal by that time there was no car, train, flight, nothing. They loaded the bullock car and started from Vrindavan to Bengal, West Bengal. On the way, so many harassing because that time Muslim king was ruling. And they reached Bengal. There is one place, Bankura district. There was a Hindu king, but he was the dacoit. He came to know by his astrologer so much wealth. So much wealth came to your district, your area, bringing the three sadhus. Then dacoit said, the king said, okay, you go and stolen. And but you cannot do any things of that sadhus, thus stolen the wealth. Stolen all these things in night. After that, that kings were so happy. I got whole the box of wealth, maybe gold or money or not, something else. When he opened this, these were the books. This is not printing books. This is not BBT books. This was written by Goswamis. Goswamis handwriting books. So empowered these books. As soon as they saw and touched these books, that king completely changed. Oh, I am so fool. What I did that? Whose books are these? I must give back this book. But how you go? The next day, that three sadhus, Srinivas Acharya, and Narottam Das Thakur, and what is that? Samananda Prabhus. They are so much unhappy and started crying. Lost everything because that book's no copies. Only that books. You can say in BBT, if you have no book, you don't have books, you can buy from BBT. There no copies there. Then village people, they came surrounding 3,000. What happened to you? They said, our everything is lost. Somebody stolen. They inform that king is big dacoit, you know. He might do these things. Then Srinivas Acharya decided, okay, Samananda Prabhu, you go back to start preaching in your village area. Narottam Das, you can go to Bangladesh. He's from Bangladesh. You can start preaching there. So I will stay back to search the books. Somehow or other, I collect books. Shudrada Kokalananda Jeevaki. Then, one day, he is waiting. That one day, one Brahman fellow with Bhagavatam, he is going towards to king's house, king's palace. Then Srinivasa was asking, why you are going? He said, I am going to king. King is very fond to listen Bhagavatam. He is very fond to listen Bhagavatam every day. So I am going to read out and speaking Bhagavatam. Then Srinivasa said, if you allow me, I can go with you, listen Bhagavatam from you. Brahman said, okay, you can come. Then when Srinivasa was listening Bhagavatam from Brahmanas, Srinivasa was not happy. He is so much unhappy, he is disturbed. Then complaint goes to king. The one new man came to listen Bhagavatam. He is so disturbed. We are also got disturbance. Then king asked him, please come in my room. Srinivasa was going to meet him, meet Kim. He met Kim, and as soon as saw the Srinivasa Acharya, Srinivasa is not different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His body like a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so beautiful. And he just sawing, oh, so nice. So I just ask you, I have some books. So that books, I have no connection these books. I can give back to you. So I can give to as a donation, you can take it. Srinivasa said, these books for me, you stolen. You thief. Then he was so sorry. He said, yes, this is a big mistake. So I am so sorry, please forgive me. In Shastra says, forgiveness giving two ways. If you do some mistakes, you can beg forgiveness. But you should think two things. Whenever you mistake someone, you receive forgiveness when you just consider he is my teacher, he is my father, or he is my spiritual master, then he can give forgiveness. Then king said, okay, I am so foul, so I am asking forgiveness. I am going to take initiation from you. Please give me initiation. That time wasn't so much ISKCON system, do IDC course, so many counselor signature, this, that. Srinivasa agreed, okay, we sit down, I will give you initiation. The Srinivasa Acharya gave initiation. That dacoit name was Bir Hambir. Dacoit Bir Hambir. Srinivasa gave name his Chaitanya Das. He became Chaitanya Das. Then Chaitanya Das, he asked to spiritual master, please give me order, what service can I do for you? Because you are my deliverer, please give me order. Then Srinivasa Acharya told, yes, you have to, one work you have to do that. Whatever writers in your state, call them, good writers, you can call them, and make a copy of these books. That huge copy made it, thousand and thousand copy, then start book distribution. This is the history of book distribution. What is the Prabhupada history? Prabhupada said, I went to America with Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada said, no. I went with Bhagavatam. Actually, Bhagavatam took me. I have not taken Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam took me in West. So I started book distribution in West. Because my Guru Maharaj ordered me, if he ever gets some money print books, because I made so many temples, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told to Prabhupada, I made 64 marble temples. But before I leave, I saw my disciple, they are starting fighting, whose temple acquired him. So I thought, if I sell the marble and print some books, then my mission will be successful. That's why I am requesting, if you give us some, get some money, print books. That's my guru's order. So I came to your country. So I am the carrying out of my Guru Maharaj. So you people also help me. You also help me. There is one book you can get in our shop. This is my request, very small book. You have you read that book? Very small book, only focusing book distribution. This is my request. Once they printed in BBT, Mumbai, I don't know if this is available or not. This is my request. Prabhupada requested so many times. My spiritual master ordered me. So you people, please help me distribute books. And Janani Vaspahu told, once in our meeting, Sankirtan meeting, he told, you see, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made tapasya for us. What he made tapasya for us? Once he considered, one he said, in Chaturmasa, I do a vow, 100 crores name I will chant during Chaturmas. 100 crores name. By the chanting my names, by the chanting that name Harinam, whole world become purified. Srila Janani Vaspahu said, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did tapasya by chanting holy name. What was Prabhupada tapasya? Prabhupada tapasya was that he gave up his sleeping, just write books. Whole night spent writing books. The Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur tapasya was that, chanting holy name. And what was tapasya of Prabhupada? Prabhupada gave up his sleeping to write books. What is our tapasya? Our tapasya is to take books and distribute. Because Narada Muni also predicted in Padma Purana. Sri Narada Muni predicted to Bhakti Devi. There is a big conversation with Bhakti Devi and Narada Muni. Bhakti Devi so smarter, she was unhappy. All the symptoms of the Kali Yugas. Narada Muni said, don't worry, my mother. I will establish you in every home and everyone's heart. How? By establishing Srimad Bhagavatam. I forced to my disciple Vyasadev, he will write Bhagavatam. I am the man, I am the taking in charge to distribute Bhagavatam to every home. Just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, every house, every people then can chant the Harinam. Narada Muni also predicted, I can establish Bhagavatam set. Just you, your mantra is door by door to Gaurangas. So, in India we are doing 3 marathons. The December marathon we are focusing on Gita only. And in March, Gaur Purnima festival, during Gaur Purnima festival, we are focusing on Chaitanya Charitamrita and that Bhadra Purnima. What we are focusing? Srimad Bhagavatam. So you are saying door to Gauranga Sor. Jayapataka Maharaj said, in India, Modi Sarkar, Narendra Modi, that Independence Day, he has some mantra. Ghar ghar Triranga. Did you heard about that? Ghar ghar. Every house is the flag of Indian flag. Three ranga with three colors. Ghar ghar Triranga. But our mantra is that ghar ghar Gauranga. Every house should be in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gita is non. Gita and Bhagavad is non-different from Krishna. But Chaitanya Charitam is non-different from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then you are writing the door by door to Gauranga Sor, door by door to Gaurangas. Not only Sor, in home. You have to establish in home. So that is our motto. That is our getting instruction from Guru Parampara and many senior devotees. And actually, on Bhogdesh Devajan, how to success? I can give you tips. First tip I gave you, just hand over to books. Then start preaching. One thing. Other thing, you have to be very humble. Other people, they can may say anything. You people are cheetah, like this, that. But you have to listen. You can see in Bhagavad Gita, whole chapter of first chapter, Lord did not open mouth. He just listening from Arjuna's word. Arjuna is representing us. This is not Arjuna's situation. This is our situation. We are listening so many hotspot things. Hotspot things, you know. That's why Arjuna arguing with Krishna. Whole one chapter, full of chapter, he arguing. But Lord is very quiet, not responding anything. You have to listen. Because in world, people are not ready to listening. People are ready to talking. When you receive phone, then it is starting talking. Then you immediately respond. Please be brief. I have no time. Yes or no? Everybody is responding, right? That's why people is not ready to listen. So we have to listen. Then people has become so faithful. Oh, that people is very good. I have to listen to him. He is pushing me books I can buy. You have to listen very quietly, not respond immediately, because their situation is very horrible. It's very unhappy. You have to listen to that. And you have to be very humble. You just recognize, I am not a preacher. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu introduction, Prabhupada emphasizes. Prabhupada said that we do not claim as I am a good preacher. No. We are the instrument of Guru Parampara. They are the preacher. Prabhupada the preacher. Because Prabhupada had no temples, not followers, nothing. We have temples. We have books. When we are starting preaching, what we are saying? I am coming from Birmingham, ISKCON temple. Do you have heard about ISKCON? If people say yes, then your preaching is very easy. Yes or no? If you reply came from them, ISKCON, what ISKCON? Sometimes reply came from school? What you are saying, the school or school? You are saying ISKCON, they are repeating school. That is very difficult to preach him. Yes or no? Because we have temple, we have books, we have surrounding devotees, we have group of devotees, and you are identified, we are authorized people, we are the dark peon, post peon, we are hand over the books. That you should be remind always. And other thing also, Prabhupada said, you have to study regularly. If you study, then you can realize that boost can be distributed. And if you see, what is the ninth step of bhakti, navavida bhakti? First, sravanam. Then second, kirtanam. Third, smaranam. Sravanam means you have to study regularly. You have to attend Bhagavatam class, listen. Whatever your study, whatever listen, whatever getting from seminar, accumulate. This is called sravanam. Then second step. Kirtanam means what that? Whatever you learn, whatever you listen, just repeat it. You should share it. If you share, then third step will come. Third step, what is that? Smaranam. Many people ask me, Maharaj, I am reading every day, but I am not, my memory is so less, I cannot take it. Then I said, you are missing second step. Second step means? Preach. Whatever you listen, we have to share. Srila Jayapataka Maharaj said, in devotional life, whatever you are getting happy, that doesn't matter. Matter is that your happiness should be shared to others. Make others happy also. That can be recognized to Lord. So that is our opportunity Prabhupada gave us. We can take part as much your capacity, according to your capacity, time and situation. Take books, just hand over to others. You no need to know so much philosophy, so much techniques, nothing else. By the Prabhupada mercy, you just understand and felt from your core of the heart, whatever benefit I receive from these books, from the society, from the Prabhupada, this is my grateful to Prabhupada, distribute his books. Throughout the year, that 11 months, you can do your work, but 1 month you have to dedicate to Srila Prabhupada and distribute books. Prabhupada said, I am requesting you, if you really want to please me, then you can preach many ways, worshipping deities, building temples, preaching other, like congregational preaching. But Prabhupada added really language, really word. If you really want to please me, then distribute my books. So this is our opportunity. This is not burden, this is our opportunity to take this task. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, time is up. Arriba. So I'm trying to focus on book distribution. Actually, English is not my first language, so I'm trying to speak. If any mistakes, please forgive me. So I'm requesting all of you, so take this opportunity, and I'm requesting if you visit Mayapur, it's okay. And I'm inviting you to visit Mayapur. I'm from Mayapur, book distribution division. So please come and visit Mayapur, or you send your relatives to Mayapur. If you have any service to Mayapur, I can try to help you, serve you in Mayapur. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. It's okay? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada book distribution ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Actually, I came from Mayapur to Puri. We had 4 days Puri Parikrama, Sikhetra Parikrama. Then from Puri to I came to here. So I bought some Puri Mahaprasad, I'll distribute there in Prasadam Hall.